You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So many times on this show, we will do segments about, you know, what's most important to you in a partner? And what are the traits in a partner you most want? Or what's an instant red flag? And it's always about the other person. So we thought it might be kind of funny this morning to make people turn the spotlight on themselves. And, you know, everything, you know, other people have pros and cons, right? But what about you? What are the cons of dating you? So you have to, you're not talking about somebody else. You're talking about yourself. What would you have to raise your hand and admit is one of the drawbacks to going out with you?
You got to have some fun with this, even if you're married. I posted this on Facebook earlier, and all the ho-hum people were like, well, I'm married. I can't.
I'm married. I can't.
I can't do that. I can't play
along.
No, you can play along. It's fine. I like to think of this as maybe you're going out with somebody, first couple dates, and you flip them around, and you pull the little back of their shirt open, and you look at the tag, and it's kind of like a warning label. Mm. This is a warning label for you that this is how this person is going to be. Now, like for me personally, my little warning label would say, constantly tired. I complain about how tired I am all the time because I get up at 3:30 in the morning, and I know my wife gets sick of me talking about how tired I am. So I think that's probably mine, constantly tired.
Well, you know what? Tying in with that, for both you and me, it's the hours.
It's the hours, right? Sure.
It's the hours. If you're going to stay over, you know, I remember Gretchen telling me one time, because when we were dating, we got to the point where she would stay over some nights and stuff like that. But she said, what I hated was that I had to, like, lock up your house when I left and everything. And I was always worried that I was going to screw something up. Like, I was going to mess up the alarm system, or I was going to mess up this. And because, you know, you and I are out the door at very early hours.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's that.
So there's one. What else do you got for you?
Oh, God.
I've got one more
that I'm never serious. You're constantly going to get some sort of sarcastic reply, sarcastic comment. It's very hard for me to be serious. So I think that would be a con as well. If you want to have a deep discussion, not happening.
I love the deep discussion. So that's an honest assessment.
Yep.
I got two more for me. One, you'd have to be a person who's okay with the fact that I always park way out in a parking lot. I never park close to the door.
That's a good one.
I'm always way out at the end. And I remember a couple of people are like, can you park a little closer? I'm like, no. I want A, you know, it lets me walk, which is good for you. And B, the less likely someone's going to screw up your car.
No dings.
No dings.
It's the no ding
zone.
And
there's that whole thing of people who drive in very front of the store where there's the traffic coming in and out, you know, and you got to sit there and wait.
It's horrible.
Like, I never have to worry about it. I'm way out in the parking lot.
It's funny to watch those people circle the lot and circle to get a close spot. And it's like, by the time you do that, you could have parked out back and just walked.
You could have already been in and back out of the store.
Done. All right. So you park way out there at Park Meadows.
I park way out. And then another one, the third one for me is I'm a table snob. And I have had somebody that I dated pointed out that they hated that about me because they said it was so embarrassing. I was like, why is that embarrassing? You just I would like a table at such and such. I will not sit in the middle of a high traffic area in a restaurant.
So you get up and move.
I will say, hey, is there a better table?
Okay. I could see where that would be kind of awkward.
I got to retell this story because it's my favorite example of this. It's when I was first meeting my son Dominic, his now wife, Sabra, when I was meeting her parents for the first time. They were coming to Denver, and we went to a really nice place over on 6th. I won't say the name of the restaurant. It was a really nice place, and her parents were flying into town. And so I'd made a reservation for, what would that be, a reservation for six people. And when I got there, it was one of the first ones to get there, and I walked in, and the young lady at the front goes, yeah, your table's right here. And Jeremy, she turned around, and I mean, it was like right there, center of the, like right there by the door.
And you were like, uh-uh.
And I said,
no, you didn't.
I said, look, I don't want to be a pain. And I'm always very pleasant about it. I said, look, I don't want to be a pain, but I don't want to be just like right here in the main traffic area. And I pointed to the back where there was a little fireplace and there was another round table. I said, what is that available? She goes, you know, just so you know, and I'll never forget those words. She goes, just so you know, when Bono comes to town, This is the table he prefers.
Oh, well, so you weren't talking at an Applebee's. You were not at an Applebee's.
And so she was talking about the table she wanted to seat me at. Just so you know, this is the table that Bono owns.
Oh, well.
So I leaned into her and I go, well, just so you know, I really don't care for you two.
Well, of course he wants to be seen.
That's kind of what I thought. I was like, yeah. So I'm a table snob, so that's another drawback to dating Dom.
I could see that. That would be awkward. I love JJ that wrote in. JJ said, I'm grumpy if I don't have coffee and meatloaf. I don't know if at the same time or separate, but that's a good one, JJ.
Here's Miles on the phone. Miles, what's the downside to dating you?
If I don't get my water refilled at a restaurant, I'm the grumpiest person ever.
Oh, really? You do like a lot of heavy sighing until you get their attention?
Yeah, I'm kind of like give them looks and be all angry and then tip bad.
I'm becoming a big fan of where they put the water pitcher there in the middle of the table.
It's a little carafe.
I like the carafe of water. I'm a big fan of that.
Miles, Grumpy Miles, you need a carafe. Just sit down and ask for a full carafe. And you know what? They'll be happy to do that so they don't have to keep coming in.
Then you can put a straw in your carafe.
That's funny. Miles, thank you for that call. Here's Krista. Krista, what about you? What's the downside to dating you?
Oh, there's more than one, but I'm high maintenance. I have a few idiosyncrasies that are a little hard to deal with. I have OCD, but I'm lazy.
Undateable.
I watch a lot of TV.
You've convinced
me. I shoot archery, and that's like my passion. So
archery,
huh?
Yes.
Archery with OCD? Like, do you have to hit a certain spot every time on the target?
Well, yeah, you have to hit the X.
Every time.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys.
But my current boyfriend has kind of made it not fun for me anymore. So if I date somebody again, the next person I date, if they try to do that, that's going to be the end of the relationship. So.
Oh, I don't know what he did, but I don't want to know. It sounds horrible.
He made it not fun for me anymore, and I'm not happy about it.
But, well, you sound like a blast to be with. I mean,
yeah, you really do. You sound like a catch. Krista, thank you for being on the show and for being
good
a
luck.
Good sport.
Good luck. Yes,
thank
good
you
luck.
So much.
Oh, boy. So many jokes.
Chelsea says, downside to dating me, I take 25-plus minute showers. So, like, she's coming up on half-hour showers with scalding hot water.
Oh, that's too much. You have a high water bill.
30-minute showers, Chelsea.
AJ says, downside, I have a fear from driving too fast. We will always drive 5 under the speed limit.
Oh, that's...
Yeah. Undateable! Another Jeremy wrote in, and I hate reading this one, but Jeremy says, I pick scabs. Yours, mine, ours. I am a picker. I know people
scab
like
picker.
that pick, constantly picking at pimples and stuff.
Kim says, downside to dating me, I have to sit where I can see who is coming into the restaurant, kind of opposite Dom's table snobbery.
My wife's like that. She doesn't like having her back to the door. She likes seeing what is going on.
Well... it's a whole Italian thing. I have to have my back to the wall. Kim also says, I only cook 3 times a year. Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Easter. That's the only time
they'd be
she's
good meals.
Cooking.
You're preparing.
Here's Debbie on the phone. Debbie, what's the downside to dating you?
Well, husky fur is part of my wardrobe and my car.
Oh, yes, it's everywhere, isn't it?
It is everywhere. When I called in, I was like, I was on my way to the car wash right now.
Is your house full of those rollers, those sticky rollers to get it off your clothes?
Lint rollers.
Yeah,
man.
A lint roller. Oh, yeah.
Everywhere.
Clogging up vacuums at the car wash.
And not only that, in the car, the dogs sit in the front seat. So it would be pretty hard for
someone
to be in
my car. Well, that's not safe. Before we get all the text messages, that's not safe for your dog.
Yeah, Debbie, you
don't
know,
do that.
We would not date. Sorry.
Couldn't date.
Oh, I know, Dom. I know. I've been listening to you since Dom and Jane.
Yeah, you know how I am. But yeah, I'm.
I do.
Yeah. You know what? Bless your heart, though. I know to get you a lint roller for Christmas. Debbie, have a great day, okay?
You too. All right. Take care, guys.
Bye. Bye. Leah says, downside, I recite all of the words to my favorite movies when I watch them for the millionth time. He's one of those.
That's great, though. I love that. I love people who know movie lines and quote them.
Along those lines.
That I love.
Yeah, but the ones that you love. Dina says, I sing word for word every 80s song. I also do air guitars and air drums. Yeah.
See, that's kind of fun.
That's kind of cute.
Crystal says, my warning label would be always cold, no matter what the temperature is. You know what, Crystal? I'm I'm married to someone who's going through menopause, and so she's always scalding hot. Her furnaces, personal furnaces, are always on. Mm. So maybe, Crystal, you will find at some point in your life a middle ground, you know?
Yeah.
Where you feel just comfortable. Here's Chloe on the phone. Chloe, what's the downside to dating you?
I knit almost anywhere that I go.
So you're
like at a restaurant or something?
At a restaurant, at a theater production, at the movie theater.
Colonoscopy. Dentist.
Wait a minute. You go to a movie theater to see a movie and you knit.
Yes.
That's probably a great time to do it.
You get a pair of socks, you just go round and round in circles.
How do they let you in with those giant needles?
I get the really, really tiny ones.
Oh, okay. You can hide them.
What are you currently working on? What are you making right now?
I'm working on a set of baby sweaters.
Well,
I'd like to try one of those on.
Chloe, thanks for being on the show.
There's a visual for you. Jeremy in a knitted baby sweater.
Terry wrote in and said if she had to pick a con to dating her, it's a smart assery and a bad temper. And then she went, wee! You know, I got to point out one other thing about, you know, a con of dating me. Is that it seems like more and more people want to have conversations while like when you're sitting on, like when you and Nicole sit on the couch and watch a show, if yes. That ever happens, sit there. Do you guys ever discuss the show as you're watching it? Because we watch a lot of murder mystery
sometimes.
Stuff and things like that.
Depends on what's
okay.
On.
So there's two kinds of people in this world. There's the kind of people who, while a show is going on, can just carry on a full conversation with the person
like
on the couch.
Yeah.
Right. And never seem to really miss anything, whereas my brain gets completely scrambled. And I love talking about the shows we're watching, but I must pause the show.
Yeah.
So we hit pause probably 20 times during a 90-minute episode
of Vera. That would drive me nuts.